Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
So I just want to say hello to my guest today on the Italian Wine Podcast, which is Lan Yu. Did I get your name correct?
Yeah, correct.
Right, and so you you live in Piemonte, but you from China originally. Tell us a little bit about the nearest vineyard territories to you in Piemonte.
Yeah, in fact, I live partially in Piemonte and partially in Veneto. So I normally go to Piemonte for the weekend. And we live in a small town and just to the west of Lange regions, the famous Barolo region. And so we spent quite a lot of time and exploring all the vineyards. And as soon as we are about, and I was just right about to enter into Barolo, the comune, we would always see the Brico della Viola vineyards, which is quite high and one of the closest vineyards to the Alps.
Viola, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. And its name actually means hill of the violets, and it got its name from the flowers, which bloom quite early due to the sauce exposure. And that's where sought after character of for vine growing. And then you go over the hill, you enter into the town of Barolo, and certainly you could visit the famous vineyards, and which can date back to 17th century. The Canobi, probably one of the most famous vineyards and in Italy, also in the world. That's something worth mentioning. Then as if you go and leave Barolo for Alba and take the Provincial Strada and 3, you would be able to see and the cruise of La Mola Comune. So to the right, you have all the beautiful vineyards, cruise of La Mola, and to the left, you have the Canobi vineyards. One thing you probably want to do is to have lunch in a small restaurant right in the center of the Canobi vineyards, which is called Locanda in Canobi, where you can enjoy the views of the La Mola vineyards and also and really get yourself immersed in the atmosphere of Canobi vineyards.
Okay, now apart from your love of wine and food and where you live, how did you end up in Verona? You're from Sichuan province, I think, in China. How did you end up in Verona?
Yeah, it's actually a long story because back in 2010, I got an opportunity to study in Europe for viticulture and winemaking. So I enrolled in enology school in Montpellier, which is the school actually is called Montpellier Subacco, and it's an European program. So I got the chance to visit also other regions. I spent half a year in Geisenheim in Germany, and afterwards 9 months in Madrid for my master thesis. After that, I graduated. I went back to China, worked for a supplier, winemaking material supplier in China, taking care of the Chinese market for 3 years. And at a certain time point, I want to make a break. So look at the wine map, right? The old world wine map. I've been studying in France. I have experience in Germany, in Spain. So which one is left? Italy. That's a natural choice. Then I decided to come back to Europe and get into a university in Italy and complete my European wine map.
You got an MBA as well, didn't you, in Italy?
Yeah. That's a program. I was enrolled in.
So, and that was focused on enology as well, or not?
Not practically. It's a program focused on food and wine. I think it's probably one of the first batches of program with a focus on both food and wine. Then I guess the education was quite successful. I became a Gorgonzola eater and also landed in working for Vinit International, so food and wine.
Okay, so what? It's very interesting that you've got that combination of the exotic, the food bit, and the technical side as well. So What do you find most exciting about the wine business?
No, I think basically in wine business, the more you learn and the more you understand how little you actually know. And it's a plethora of knowledge, which is quite fascinating. And also, wine business is generally speaking left behind if you compare wine business with other industries. But we got this opportunity to really embrace the technology and also knowing people from all different fields and all different places. And you almost every time you would hear a story, people who was an investment banker and decided to change for a career, then he ended up being a winery owner in Piemonte or in Tuscany. But you never heard a story like a winemaker decided to make a life change to become an investment banker. You know, that's the exciting part, I think.
So what is your exact role at the Vinitaly International Academy of Beer?
So my official role is the coordinator of Vinitaly International Academy. Practically, I take care of the course development and execution with faculty and under the supervision of our chief scientist, whose name is Arturo Scienza, the AKA Fleischmann. Then I also coordinate our VR ecosystem, which is consisted of VR supporters, advisory board, VR faculty, and also our VR community. And another major part of my work is to maintain the communication with our communities, and either through social medias or through events, field trips. And I guess the most interesting part of my work is to organize the wine tastings and field trips. So to help build the connection between the wine world and Italian wines.
Okay, you got a new book out called The Jumbo Shrimp Guide. Who had the idea and why did you do it?
The idea actually, in our office, we all love reading. So at a certain point, our Stevie and also our boss decided to have a wine library. So he started purchasing books of different countries and of all kinds of authors. At a certain point, she came across a book called 24 Hours Wine Expert by Jason Robinson. And we actually realized there was a book missing for Italian wine. You know, you need an entry level book for people to get into knowing Italian wine without being intimidated by the complexity and the diversity. So that's the point we decided to work on a tiny book, which is entertaining and easy to read. And you can also bring it along with you to travel around Italy. That's where the idea came about.
Okay. So when Vinitaly International Beer does an event in Italy, is there a big difference between what you do in Italy to events held in countries outside Italy?
No, to be honest, no, there's not much change. There's not much been changed. The format is always the same. You have the theoretic lectures plus guided tastings and also additional tasting apps. But if you compare the courses in Italy and the courses overseas, one thing you probably will notice is that you have less Italian staff when you are having courses overseas. But essentially, you probably would taste less wines when you are taking the course overseas. And also, really depends on where you are, and you probably would not have the access to the archetypal Italian apparatives. Then that's the major differences for me.
What is changing at VIA this year in terms of the education program? What news have you got?
So due to the fast development of COVID-19, we have to adapt sorts of digital elements and in our course to make the course more resourceful and flexible for all the participants. Now, in the past, it's a 5-day intensive program, and typical sit down, typical classroom style sit down for tasting and theoretic lectures. And this year we have formed the program into two modules, one online session in June, one practical session in November. In addition to the theoretic lectures, we actually make the course a little bit more resourceful, so you would have the video study material, the audio study materials, the live sessions, the practical sessions on tasting, and you would also have access to the business forums where you can get more business insights about Italian wine and also the international markets. And in the end, we also try to combine the field trip to the program, so you have a whole experience studying this year.
Great, it sounds good. It's nice that the fact that you've got the commercial side in there as well. That's often one of the things that is missing in wine courses. It's about tasting and which grape is in which particular wine, rather than the actual business side as well, which I think is quite a good thing.
Yeah. Education, after all, has to serve also the sales, right? You know, in the end, the goal is to help more Italian producers to sell more wines, and little by little, we're trying to adapt the course to be more relevant and also to somehow help the students to get more Italian elements into their brain and mentality. So in the future, they probably will become the biggest advocates of Italian wine.
Alain Liu, I just want to say thanks very much for coming in today, talking to us about the educational program at Vinitaly International Academy, and also how you got there, and also a little bit about your life in Piemonte. You live in a beautiful part of the world, and you're clearly absolutely passionate about your wine, which is what we like to hear. So thanks very much, Alain. Take it easy, and good luck with all the courses.
Thank you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Alain.
Ciao.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.